The federal judge considers the Trump team's arguments. On Jack Callahan, Fox News, for a special master to be appointed to oversee the handling of documents seized during the raid on the former president's home at Mar-a-Lago.
The judge presiding over Trump's request for a special master, U.S. District Court Judge Aileen Cannon, is now asking Trump's legal team to give her details on precisely what Donald Trump is asking her to do. Judge Cannon wants to clarify both the specific legal claims being made and the effect the motion will have on the case being heard by Judge Bruce Reinhart. That, of course, is the judge who signed off on the warrant to raid Mar-a-Lago. Now, Trump's lawyers maintain the DOJ does not treat the former president fairly and will not fight to protect his privileged right.
Fox's Trace Gallagher, the FBI has had the documents for more than 15 days. The Justice Department says a taint team unconnected to the case has been reviewing them to separate documents protected by privilege. A federal appeals court had previously ruled the use of taint teams fundamentally violates constitutional separation of powers. In Tuesday's primary elections, Florida Democrats choosing a former Republican governor to try and unseat the incumbent.
Charlie Crist used to be a GOP Florida governor. So far, he's made his campaign as a Democrat about Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican.
Because this guy wants to be president of the United States of America, and everybody knows it.
Crist defeated challenger and state agriculture commissioner Nikki Fried, the lone Democrat currently holding a statewide office. Her campaign focused on a goal similar to Crist's.
To make Ron DeSantis a one-term governor.
DeSantis faced no GOP primary challenge.
Fox's Evan Brown. In New York's 12th congressional district, Jerry Nadler wins the battle of incumbents, beating Representative Carolyn Maloney. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden, as early as Wednesday, could make good on a campaign promise of student debt relief.
President Biden is reportedly set to forgive $10,000 in student loan debt for people making up to $125,000 a year and extend a repayment pause for everyone else. Progressives, from AOC to Chuck Schumer, have urged forgiveness of much more, up to $50,000. The plan would cost $300 to $980 billion over 10 years, according to the Penn Wharton business model, which also calculates that 70% of the relief will go to the top 60% of income earners. Senator Tom Cotton tweets, Biden is telling every college in America to raise tuition by $10,000.
Fox's Peter Doocy. Critics say the plan is unfair to people who couldn't or didn't go to college. The Biden administration on Wednesday also expected to announce another $3 billion in aid to train and equip Ukrainian forces against the ongoing Russian invasion. U.S. Central Command says they've staged airstrikes in Syria against forces aligned with Iran to protect U.S. anti-terrorism forces there. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband Paul admitting in court Tuesday that he drove drunk and caused a car crash.
Through his lawyer, the husband of Speaker Nancy Pelosi pled guilty to one count of misdemeanor DUI. A second count was dropped, and he agreed to a long list of penalties that enable him to avoid more jail time, including 3 years of probation, completion of a 3-month DUI course, court fines and fees of more than than $1,700 and community service. All because the 82-year-old drove home drunk from a dinner party back in May, causing a two-car crash that totaled both vehicles and left the driver of the other car injured. Pelosi's on the hook for paying that victim nearly $5,000 in restitution and replacing his car. In Napa County, California, Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.